PSPA Matters, Neuro 2023 International Research Symposium. Shaping research with patient involvement. Clinical research into specific diseases, conditions, and treatments is conducted every day, and the results help save lives and improve the quality of care for thousands of people each year. But how can people get involved and help shape the research agenda? The Neuro 2023 symposium session, titled Lived Experience and Care, gave the opportunity to share information collected directly from people living with PSP and CBD, carers and families, to help shape future research. The PSP Journey, Insights from Conversations with Patients and Care Partners. Dr. Stephanie Oskerson, SJO Research and Consulting LLC, Pennsylvania, USA. Impressive efforts have been made in the US by Dr. Oskerson and her team to record the lived experiences of 50 families and what changes they've made to help manage their relatives' condition. 20 different states were represented in this study to provide a glimpse into various ethnic and socioeconomic groups. Researchers talked with people about challenges with diagnosis and then living with PSP and CBD on a day-to-day basis and how that evolves over the course of the condition. This talk also discussed how we can foster engagement in clinical trials. Interviewees who have been involved in clinical trials shared what could be improved, not just in terms of if the treatment worked or not. They also shared practical issues such as transport, whether the results were shared, and whether there was good support throughout the process. To draw the talk to a close, Dr. Oskerson showed an emotional video summary of the findings to demonstrate patients were extremely eager to share their stories and have a voice. One family member in the video said, "When someone becomes silenced by this condition, it makes us all, family, more silent than we should be." Beyond clinical research, user perspectives. Paul Innes, PSPA trustee, Milton Keynes, UK. Paul is an ex-carer, having looked after his mum who lived with PSP. He presented a public perspective how research can help improve the well-being of people affected and carers. He untangled what well-being can mean. For example, the best life based on what we make of it with help when we need it. In the context of PSP or CBD, this could refer to movement, the enjoyment of music or audiobooks, the socialization around food and experience around feeding options, the importance of rest, especially for carers, meaningful social interactions and adequate resources available. Then Paul presented data derived from PSPA's survey of people living with PSP and CBD, which showed how research is one of the charity priorities, and 65% of respondents would like to or have signed up to participate in research studies. In summary, Paul's talk made attendees think about how little things could make a really big difference and invited researchers to find solutions to patients' daily challenges with that in mind. Engaging patients in research into PSP and CBD. Riona Fumi, Queen Square Institute of Neurology, University College London, UK. Riona is well known to PSPA, being the research coordinator of Prospect MUK, a nationwide observational study of people living with atypical Parkinsonism conditions, including PSP and CBD. As well as sharing key stats, such as evidence that there is a delay of approximately 2.5 years between the first motor symptoms of PSP and its diagnosis, Riona talked about key learning of working with people living with the condition. This includes ensuring any participants are fully aware that there is no guarantee they will have any individual benefit from taking part in the study before they sign up to take part. Feedback suggests people feel a huge sense of fulfillment anyway, knowing they're taking part in important research supporting future discoveries and helping future generations who will have better quality of life and will be able to better manage their symptoms. Brain donations were also discussed tactfully, considering factors like religion and spirituality and the views of family and friends. Learnings about the clinical and emotional journey in PSP. Dr. Gesine Respondeck, Hoffmann La Roche, Basel, Switzerland. Dr. Respondeck, medical director at Roche in Basel, recently led a study to map the clinical and emotional journey of people affected by PSP. This study involved PSP experts, key opinion leaders, patients, caregivers, patients' organizations, neurologists, and nurses in the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, the USA, and Japan. The aim was a better understanding of key challenges and unmet needs. The team identified important breakpoints to tackle in the clinical journey. Current support to patients and caregivers is not reaching its potential. Diagnostic divergence exists because there is an overlap in symptoms, which means there is a low index of suspicion by professionals. Consistent management of the conditions and extended dialogue with caregivers following the initial diagnosis could be reached if access to appropriate professionals is granted. In addition, caregivers emerged as invisible and unmentioned heroes. Studies like this one are important to identify targets for potential interventions and to lobby governments to provide better care. People's lived experiences should be a key driver for health and social care practice and research. These talks demonstrate the importance of projects exploring these experiences in order to prioritise research funding for people's benefit.